First Kings 18. Now it happened after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, present yourself to Ahab, and I will provide rain on the face of the earth. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria. Ahab summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of the household. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by fifties in a cave, and provided them with bread and water. Then Ahab said to Obadiah, Go through the land to all the springs of water, and to all the river valleys. Perhaps we will find grass and keep the horses and mules alive, and not have to kill some of the cattle. So they divided the land between them to survey it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. Now as Obadiah was on the way back, behold, Elijah met him, and he recognized him and fell on his face, and said, Is it you, Elijah, my master? And he said to him, It is I. Go, say to your master, Behold, Elijah is here. But he said, What sin have I committed, that you are handing your servant over to Ahab to put me to death? As surely as the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom to which my master has not sent word to search for you. And whenever they say, He is not here, he makes the kingdom or nation swear that they could not find you. Yet now you are saying, Go, say to your master, Behold, Elijah is here. And it will come about, when I leave you, that the Spirit of the Lord will carry you to where I do not know. So when I come and inform Ahab, and he cannot find you, he will kill me, though I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. Has it not been reported to my master what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, that I hid 100 prophets of the Lord by fifties in the cave, and provided them with bread and water? Yet now you are saying, Go, say to your master, Behold, Elijah is here. He will then kill me. Then Elijah said, Surely as the Lord of armies lives, before whom I stand, I will certainly present myself to him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and informed him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, Is this you, the cause of disaster to Israel? He said, I have not brought disaster to Israel, but you and your father's house have, because you have abandoned the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed the Baals. Now then, send orders and gather to me all Israel at Mount Carmel, together with 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of the Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent orders among all the sons of Israel, and brought the prophets together at Mount Carmel. Then Elijah approached all the people and said, How long are you going to struggle with the two choices? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people did not answer him, so much as a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left as prophet of the Lord, while Baal's prophets are 450 men. Now have them give us two oxen, and have them choose the one ox for themselves and cut it up, and place it on the wood, but put no fire under it, and I will prepare the other ox and lay it on the wood, and I will not put fire under it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. And all the people replied, That is a good idea. So Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, Choose the one ox for yourselves and prepare it first, since there are many of you, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under the ox. Then they took the ox which was given them, and they prepared it, and they called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, answer us. But there was no voice, and no one answered, and they limped about the altar which they had made. And at noon Elijah ridiculed them and said, Call out with a loud voice, since he is a god. Undoubtedly he is attending to business, or is on the way, or is on a journey. Perhaps he is asleep and will awaken. So they cried out with a loud voice, and cut themselves according to their customs with swords and lances, until blood gushed out on them. When midday was past, they raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice, no one answered, and no one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come forward to me." So all the people came forward to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord which had been torn down. Then Elijah took 12 stones, corresponding to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Israel shall be your name." And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar, large enough to hold 2 measures of seed. Then he laid out the wood, and he cut the ox in pieces, and placed it on the wood. And he said, "Fill 4 large jars with water, and pour it on the burnt offering, and on the wood." And he said, "Do it a second time." So they did it a second time. Then he said, "Do it a third time." So they did it a third time. The water flowed around the altar. And he also filled the trench with water. Then, at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet approached and said, "Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so that this people may know that you, Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood, and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, he is God! The Lord, he is God!" Then Elijah said to them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape." So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slaughtered them there. Now Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the roar of a heavy shower." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, but Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he bent down to the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked, but he said, "There is nothing." Yet Elijah said, "Go back 7 times. And when he returned the 7th time, he said, "Behold, a cloud as small as a person's hand is coming up from the sea." And Elijah said, "Go up, say to Ahab, harness your chariot horses and go down, so that a heavy shower does not stop you." Meanwhile, the sky became dark with clouds, and wind came up, and there was a heavy shower. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he belted his cloak around his waist, and outran Ahab to Jezreel. John 7. After these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee, for he was unwilling to walk in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the feast of the Jews, the feast of Booths, was near. So his brothers said to him, "Move on from here, and go into Judea, so that your disciples also may see your works which you are doing. For no one does anything in secret when he himself is striving to be known publicly. If you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. So Jesus said to them, "My time is not yet here, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it, that its deeds are evil. Go up to the feast yourselves. I am not going up to this feast, because my time has not yet fully arrived." Now, having said these things to them, he stayed in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he himself also went up, not publicly, but as though in secret. So the Jews were looking for him at the feast and saying, "Where is he?" And there was a great deal of talk about him in secret among the crowds. Some were saying, "He is a good man." Others were saying, "No, on the contrary, he is misleading the people." However, no one was speaking openly about him, for fear of the Jews. But when it was now in the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple area and began to teach. The Jews then were astonished, saying, "How has this man become learned, not having been educated?" So Jesus answered them and said, "My teaching is not my own, but his who sent me. If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know about the teaching, whether it is of God or I am speaking from myself. The one who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Did Moses not give you the law, and yet none of you carries out the law? Why are you seeking to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one deed, and you all are astonished. For this reason, Moses has given you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And even on a Sabbath, you circumcise a man. If a man receives circumcision on a Sabbath, so that the law of Moses will not be broken, are you angry at me because I made an entire man well on a Sabbath? Do not judge by the outward appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." So some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is this man not the one whom they are seeking to kill? And yet look, he is speaking publicly, and they are saying nothing to him. The rulers do not really know that this is the Christ, do they? However, we know where this man is from. But when the Christ comes, no one knows where he is from." Then Jesus cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, "You both know me, and you know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. I do know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." So they were seeking to arrest him, and yet no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. But many of the crowd believed in him, and they were saying, "When the Christ comes, he will not perform more signs than those which this man has done, will he?" The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering these things about him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Therefore Jesus said, "For a little while longer I am going to be with you, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." The Jews then said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go, that we will not find him? He does not intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks, does he? What is the statement that he said, 'You will seek me and will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?" Now, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." But this he said in reference to the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Some of the people, therefore, after they heard these words, were saying, "This truly is the prophet." Others were saying, "This is the Christ." But others were saying, "Surely the Christ is not coming from Galilee, is he? Has the scripture not said that the Christ comes from the descendants of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So a dissension occurred in the crowd because of him, and some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, "Why do you not bring him?" The officers answered, "Never has a man spoken in this way." The Pharisees then replied to them, "You have not been led astray too, have you? Not one of the rulers of the Pharisees has believed in him, has he? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, the one who came to him before, being one of them, said to them, "Our law does not judge the person unless it first hears from him and knows what he is doing, does it?" They answered and said to him, You are not from Galilee as well, are you? Examine the scriptures, and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee. And everyone went to his home. Revelation 8. When the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel came and stood at the altar, holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him, so that he might add it to the prayer of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense ascended from the angel's hand with the prayers of the saints before God. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar, and hurled it to the earth. And there were peals of thunder and sounds, and flashes of lightning and an earthquake. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound them. The first sounded, and there was hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded. Something like a great mountain burning with fire was hurled into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. A third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers on the springs of water. The star is named Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many people died from the waters because they were made bitter. The fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened and the day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who live on the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." Proverbs 27, 1 through 11. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth. A stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and the sand weighty, but the provocation of a fool is heavier than both of them. Wrath is fierce, and anger is a flood, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than love that is concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. A satisfied person despises honey, but to a hungry person any bitter thing is sweet. Like a bird that wanders from its nest, so is a person who wanders from his home. Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and a person's advice is sweet to his friend. Do not abandon your friend or your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house on the day of your disaster. Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother who is far away. Be wise, my son, and make my heart glad, so that I may reply to one who taunts me. Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his faithfulness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his faithfulness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his faithfulness is everlasting. To him who alone does great wonders, for his faithfulness is everlasting. To him who made the heavens with skill, for his faithfulness is everlasting. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his faithfulness is everlasting. To him who made the great lights, for his faithfulness is everlasting. The sun to rule by day, for his faithfulness is everlasting. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his faithfulness is everlasting. To him who struck the Egyptians, that is, their firstborn, for his faithfulness is everlasting, and brought Israel out from their midst, for his faithfulness is everlasting. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his faithfulness is everlasting. To him who divided the Red Sea in parts, for his faithfulness is everlasting, and allowed Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his faithfulness is everlasting. But he overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his faithfulness is everlasting. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his faithfulness is everlasting. To him who struck great kings, for his faithfulness is everlasting, and brought death to mighty kings, for his faithfulness is everlasting. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his faithfulness is everlasting. And Og, king of Bashan, for his faithfulness is everlasting, and gave their land as an inheritance, for his faithfulness is everlasting. An inheritance to his servant Israel, for his faithfulness is everlasting, who remembered us in our lowliness, for his faithfulness is everlasting, and has rescued us from our enemies, for his faithfulness is everlasting, who gives food to all flesh, for his faithfulness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his faithfulness is everlasting.